This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Dude, if Clay and Buck come in here and see what the hell we've done to their studio.
Clay and Buck ain't fucking coming into this place.
It says their name on the wall.
Well, they never stepped foot in here. Yeah, coming.
You're right.
Where the hell is Buck?
Who the fuck is Buck?
That makes no bucking sense.
Okay. Shut the fuck up.
All right.
You all right, Coach?
I'm tired.
Hey, your voice sounds good, though.
I know.
Good today.
I went on vocal rest.
I told him, dude, Saturday night. I'm like, hey, stop talking.
I had to.
Hey, so dumbass.
What are you, his agent?
Hey, so this dumbass, for the rest of the night, this was at 11 p.m., until like 12:30 or 1, he was texting the whole time to us. He would write it on a text and then show us the text.
No, you're not
serious. I'm not
right
kidding. So even when he was trying to make a joke, he would make a joke. He'd be laughing. And we're like, dude, what's he laughing at? He's writing. He's like a freaking mute over here.
So then he would have to get the text to know what he was saying.
No, I didn't even send the text. I would just hold it up and make him read it.
He would just write it on his phone and then show it to us. And then we'd be like, that was actually pretty funny, dude.
And they would laugh.
All a Saturday night, shut down.
Yes. Shut down, dude. Okay. My voice was starting to go, and I knew that I had to be back for work. And I was like, man, this Vegas, that dry air in Vegas gets me.
Is it that, or is it the atmosphere of when you're winning at gambling, you're yelling?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, I spent probably a total of 15 minutes in the casino.
Well, that's depressing.
Yeah. And so I used to blame it on the smoke. I used to blame it on all that. Coach, I was never in the casino.
Like, guys, let me hit this. We have to actually do an intro to the show.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Arnold didn't make it back from Vegas.
He stayed with Abby. Hey, they're getting married.
But she was back here.
Yeah, but she's going back next week, so he's just waiting for her.
He can afford a hotel for a whole week?
Oh, no, he's just living on the strip.
He's playing the accordion on the bridge.
Let me hit this.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
I'm going to do it live.
We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's, and I don't know the what's.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee, with Baser, my wife. Every night we get to see the sunset. And boys, now that it's autumn, it is beautiful. Something about the change in the seasons, and it's a different color to it, a different hue, if you will, a cotton candy-ish.
Really?
Yes,
beautiful.
And the leaves, you guys know why the leaves change color?
They're burned.
No.
They're tired.
It's none of that.
Oh.
It's sunlight. They get less sunlight, and the chloroform in them changes the color of them.
Well, the sun was out all day yesterday.
And I took
it's not as bright, sun. It goes down earlier.
How's it not as bright?
And it goes down earlier.
Hey, you dumbasses.
We're rotating.
If it goes down earlier, that means it came up earlier.
Rotating Earth.
You don't lose one side of it
for the other one.
I took a beautiful picture and put it on my Instagram, and I had a tree that's blocked by the buildings, all green. And then why would the top then be yellow?
Exactly, idiots. It's not the sunlight.
My dad's a forester, and I said, Dad, why do the leaves change? Is it the
Your
weather?
Your dad chops down trees.
But he does science with them.
Really?
Yes.
They study science together? You might be right, Coach.
Yeah, because it's not as hot.
I think it's the heat.
But that's not what it is. Everybody think it's
okay. All right, my bad.
So when do they get? But Eddie just said it comes up earlier. So
but it's always this time of the year when the Earth is rotated a certain amount and we're at a different axis, and so then that means the leaves are changing. Some won't change. Some will.
Have you ever watched a sunset ray? Obviously, you do this every night. But see how quickly that sun goes away.
Like so fast.
You can see the whole sun right on the horizon, right? And in a matter of 30 seconds, gone.
But I would say when you're on the water, that's when you're going to get a longer sunset. You get to see it coming down more.
No, you dumbass. That's the reflection of the sun on
it
the
still
water.
It goes quick. If you're at the beach and you go out there like, oh, let's go watch the sunset. It's like 3 minutes later, it's like, sun's already gone?
Yeah, don't blink.
Don't blink.
5 seconds.
Hell yeah. Coach, we missed you in Vegas, Coach.
Oh, Coach. Talk about FOMO.
Did you have FOMO?
No, because you guys were...
like, really?
Because you guys were working.
Yeah.
I had a couple people ask me that. Man, it sucks you didn't get to go to Vegas. And I said, they're actually working and having to do and have responsibilities.
Yeah, you did have responsibilities. That was a little rough, but I am proud to announce that Jesus is still in Vegas. Like, he is still making money.
Yeah. Player.
So, guys,
He's looking rough, though, dude.
He looks old.
Yeah.
He's aging.
Wonder if he's been up any hotel room since you guys.
Hell no.
Heck no chance.
I've never seen this before. What? You've never gone up an elevator shaft?
Guys, so Jesus is a guy that we went for, I mean, I don't even know what year it was, a fantasy football draft.
Probably like 14 years ago.
And we were walking down the strip, and there was this guy playing the accordion, and we were drunk, and we decided that we were going to hire him to come to our hotel room and play the accordion while we drafted our fantasy football teams.
How much did we pay him?
$200? $200. And so every year I go back, anytime I go back to Vegas, I try to find out, is Jesus still around? And boys, I found Jesus this weekend, and I sent out the text, hey, everybody, Jesus is still good.
Amazing.
But
he does look almost Tom Brady-ish, where he doesn't look healthy.
So in 14 years, he's still on the strip playing the accordion because it's lucrative or he just can't get out.
No, Coach, he probably makes good money.
He makes good money. So now he used to just have like a little stand there and you put it in a hat or you put it in his accordion case, the money. Now he has a milk jug attached to him and he's cut off the front of it and you just stick the money in the milk jug.
Does he have a thing to scan for Venmo?
I don't think he does, but he does.
He takes Bitcoin.
He definitely has the milk jug around his waist or tied to his belt loop.
Did you give him money? Do you give him money every time you see him?
I gave him $2.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
And you know why he uses the milk carton? Because what he's learned through trial and error, that's what he gets the most money. He found that by putting a milk carton on your belt, you are able to attract more money than a random guitar case sitting on the ground.
I would assume
He's
gotten robbed. That drunk people walk by and just grab money and go.
And what's little Jesus going to do if somebody does
small.
That?
He's a little fellow.
He's not a big man.
He's probably about your height.
Little guy. Little guy.
Somebody tweeted me. They go, hey, I just saw a falcon by my house. Better watch out, Short King.
Falcon?
That's where they texted you?
No, on Twitter.
Oh,
he goes, hey, there's Coach. Hawks and falcons around my house. Better watch out, Short King.
Coach, we thought about you this weekend. Hilarious. We were...
Okay.
What are you showing?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Little guy.
Little guy.
We were...
He's always by the Cosmo guy.
I'm seeing the timeline of your Vegas trip, and I've lost all sorts of FOMO. Whatever FOMO I did have...
That's why I asked. There's no way you had FOMO. Coach, we were in the broadcast room, and you know that room, they just bring artists in and out. Like, they interview them and then spit them back out. Well, there was a band
I wouldn't
there.
Know. I've never been to the donut shop.
I know, Coach.
Oh.
There was a band that
showed
up.
It wasn't like last year, right, Eddie?
I didn't go last year.
Oh.
I didn't go to the donut shop.
Hey, so this band, me and Lunchbox are in there. We're waiting for them to kind of tell us what we're going to do, whatever. This band shows up, and they go up there, and dude, I swear, I'm not kidding. I swore that was Billy.
Oh, it looked just like
Billy.
There
was a member up there of that band. I don't even know the band name.
Was it Wallen?
No. But it was a trio. It was a trio, and the dude looked just like Billy. And I go, Lunchbox, is that Billy? What's he doing here?
He's not music at all.
Okay, all right.
But it looked like Billy. It could have been Billy.
It looked just like Billy.
That's interesting.
That's the one thing I can say about all my friends. Not one of them sings a lick, and probably we're all bad dancers, too.
Okay.
Man, but okay. I mean, it was a good weekend, Ray. You didn't miss much. I mean, there wasn't any.
Well, it's still Vegas.
Yeah. I'm over that, man.
Except for in January, you're not over it.
No.
We got a convention coming up, Coach.
I'll be fine.
You'll recover by then?
Yeah. But, dude, I thought $300 would be good enough for me to take.
That was your kitty.
What? That was you're going to have to up your kitty.
Like, I can't.
Is $300 a lot of money? Yes.
Yes.
But when you go to Vegas.
It's nothing.
Me and my wife.
That's stupid.
We did $500 apiece, so we had the $1,000.
There you go.
You need a little bit of a cushion, or you're in and out at $50 table
minimums.
Do
you know what I saw walking through the casino? I saw thousands of people rubbing their heads.
Were they wearing mini skirts?
Including Lunchbox.
Oh, man.
The first second I walked in that casino, because he had gotten there earlier,
that's
this dumbass. Do you know what this dumbass did?
I don't know.
Tell me. I want to hear this.
This guy's an idiot.
Okay.
So hold on. No. I'm going to tell him
let
what happened.
Let me tell him.
No, let me tell him.
Okay, you tell him.
Because he's an idiot. The company pays for you to go, right? Do you pay for anything when you go to iHeart?
No.
They pay for your travel. They pay for your food.
Your drink.
Your hotel. I'm sure some people charge their drinks. But this, it's free 99. Well, this dumbass thinks his wife's going to come with him. So he's like, I will buy my wife a ticket to fly with me. Southwest was full. The flight that he had was full. Great. Now I have to buy another flight. So he bought Frontier. Which one were you in?
Spirit.
We were with his wife.
We were in the mood to go, Spirit, to go to Vegas.
And then his wife has this 20-year high school reunion, decides
so
to go to that. And not go to Vegas. So this dumbass stuck on a Spirit flight that he paid for himself to go work in Vegas.
Why? Yeah, because the company already did your flights.
I understand
that. That flight, the company probably lost on that one.
I understand that, but once my wife was going to go, that she didn't want to fly by herself, so I was like, hey, I'll jump on Spirit with
Spirit's
you.
Spirit's a bad start to the weekend.
Oh, no dude. Problem.
Ruin
and
your vacation.
So I got on Spirit without her because she decided to go to her 20-year high school reunion. And so I sat on Spirit by myself and no one else. They all they left on Southwest. I was on Spirit, so I got there, and I'm like, well.
Hours before everyone else.
And Spirit's one known for $20, whatever you bring on the plane. They charge you for every bag, yes. Every carry-on.
They charge you for purse. Water.
They charge you for a seatbelt.
Are you being funny?
Probably, Coach.
Hey. If you want to use the bathroom, it's $3.
If you swing by a Spirit gate, watch out, because there's going to be some people throwing some haymakers.
So
people get pissed. They come after being absolutely. A tourist, and they find out they have to pay for every bag.
So Amy and I, we get dropped off at the wrong side of the hotel, right?
Yeah.
So we go, and we're like, where's the damn
lobby? What hotel?
Aria.
Oh, and let me tell you, the Aria is nice.
Okay.
Did you not like the Aria?
It's fine. I'm telling you, there's nothing special about Vegas anymore. They charge up the ass for everything. Everything's way overpriced. It's not fun.
But you still got to come to our convention. It'll be really fun. Coach, you're not doing great for our
sorry,
not,
guys. You're doing a terrible job selling
what
this.
I mean to say is that Vegas is awesome, man. Vegas is cool.
Guys, Vegas may be the most depressing, terrible place on earth.
It really is.
Well, we're going there. Convention in January, guys. We'll
so
see you all.
Amy and I are walking to the casino, trying to find the lobby of the hotel, and who do I see? This dude, man, who's just stressing. He's rubbing his forehead. He's got his head almost down to the bottom, like with the, you know, on his forearm. The
guy's
like,
losing his ass.
I'm like, oh my God, this guy's having a bad week. Who is this dude? It's Lunchbox. He's at the blackjack table. I'm like, Coach, are you okay?
What's your addiction to blackjack? It's not even the funnest game.
Dude, it's not blackjack. What I learned about this guy is he's not Lunchbox. He's not. Not gonna say his real name.
No, you're talking about Rico's
Enrique. What?
No, remember the Vegas Vacation when they go out there with National Lampoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He changes
yeah.
his name.
Yes, that's who this guy is. That's who Lunchbox is, dude.
Papa Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio. Yeah, you're Papa Giorgio. That's what it is, dude. Because everywhere else in the world, you're like, oh, I don't want to give my real name because they won't stop talking to me. My name's Gibbles. I'm a air conditioner salesman, right?
Papa Giorgio.
In Vegas, this guy cares so much about everyone else's life. He's at the blackjack table like, hey, man, I see you're a Houston fan. Hey, Astros, how do you like your Astros? I'm like, why are you talking to everyone? The guy's next door. Where are you all from? You're Boston? Oh, I love Boston. Boston's a great. I'm like,
Who are you
right
now?
Life of the party?
Life of the party, dude.
But it's his vibe, his blackjack vibe.
It's, yes. That's the whole point of sitting at a blackjack table, at a craps table, at the roulette wheel. You talk to everyone. It's a fun experience because everyone there is trying to have a good time. So you
No,
want
they're
to-
not. They're trying to just get money.
No.
They're trying to but win
it's
money.
It's safe to say the average person in a casino at those tables is trying to win back money.
Exactly. They're not trying to have a good time. You have it all wrong.
No, I disagree with you.
Part you think of that the fun, everyone's happy losing money? There?
Part of the fun is the interaction at the table. And that's what the couple next to me from Boston, he was even saying, like, man, this is what I like. Because we were all talking and we were all having fun. The dealer was fun, cracking jokes and, you know, being interactive and had a good personality. And that's what they were saying. They're like, this is what it's about. This is fun to have.
It's about as they're losing their asses.
You dumbasses spent $500 to have fun?
Do you pay $500 to go to a concert? Do people pay $500?
I don't.
You don't, but do people?
Yeah, and you know how long? The concert is? 5 hours.
Hold on. So are they paying to have fun?
Yes, but...
It's the same thing.
I love
Do you pay to go to a baseball game?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're paying to have fun. Huh. Weird. So you're paying to have fun, but you don't pay to have fun in Vegas. Do you understand playing blackjack is entertaining. It's fun. You're paying for an experience.
So when you went for my bachelor party and we're all in masks and they had the plexiglass up, that sucked to you.
Yes, it sucked. Except...
Yeah, you were in hell there.
Except for I was chest bumping the chick next to me through the plexiglass.
He was acting like it was a hockey rink,
did
dude.
You try to grab her boobs through the plexiglass?
Yeah, we did that and shake it. And I mean,
he was up against the boards like he just got checked in a hockey game, dude.
Oh, man.
They told him to get off the glass.
It's so fun, and that I think people enjoy that. So it's fun to talk and joke and laugh.
I see a lot of happy
and
people
like,
there.
The Houston guy, like he was sitting there, and he'd get two cards, and he'd be sitting there, and I'd be like, I'd hit the table twice. And he's like, why are you hitting the table? I was like, oh, two hits
means. No. He never asked why you hitting the table. He probably hit it 50 times before he asked, why the fuck are you hitting the table?
And I said, hey, man, that way you know what to hit.
Hey. If you did that to me, I would tell you to get off the
exactly,
table.
Exactly, right?
Idiot. No.
You're telling me to hit.
Idiot.
No, he was trying to make
he
a joke.
He had an Astros hat on. I was saying.
Okay.
He was trying to make a joke, and the guy.
I didn't
went
know
right
it was
over.
The Houston guy. Sorry, I thought it was the Boston guy.
No,
my
Boston
bad.
Guy was next to me. That was husband and wife.
Okay.
Yes. It was great. It's
did he
so
get
fun.
It, though?
Yes, he laughed.
No, he didn't laugh.
You weren't there when
yes,
it started.
Because when
no,
you
weren't.
Because then he tells the guy, I was there, and he tells the dude, he's like, I believe it. And they're trying to gamble, right? Everyone's, again, trying to make money. And he's yelling across the table because the dude's on the other side of the table is like, yeah, see, listen to this crap. I was in, where were you?
Atlanta,
and I see a couple people with Astro stuff on, and I saw a trash can.
He told his story.
Yes, and the guy was just like, after he said, bang the trash can, they didn't think it was funny at all. And the guy goes, yeah, because that was like 5 years ago. It's not funny anymore.
He said it would be funny if we weren't still on top. And I said, yes, you still are incredible. It's amazing that
you guys are great.
They really are.
I love you guys.
And so we just, it was
so,
fun.
So who were they? Do you keep in touch with them?
No, I don't keep in touch with them. Oh. But I had my hands on my head because I had a...
That's what he looked like.
I did.
That's
I had,
depressing.
Exactly. They were having fun though.
And oh, it's fun because I had 80 out there and I was doubling down. Because and the last two double downs, I had lost both times. And so I'm like, gosh, here we go again. And so I was like, please, please. And when I doubled down, I had 11, and she flipped over a 5, so I only had 16. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Usually I do it face down, but she wanted to switch the momentum, so she was like, I'm going to do it face up this time. Right?
So not only is he being loud and stuff at the table, he's telling the dealer how to give him his cards.
Correct.
No. Everybody does that. You do understand that when you play blackjack.
Are you ordering drinks for everyone else too when the waitress comes
I tell her she'll have a Cosmopolitan, he'll have a gin and tonic.
What's next? You going to bang my wife? Who is this guy?
So
the guy goes, I'll take a beer. You don't want a beer. You don't want a beer. Get him a tequila shot.
I got drinks coming for all of us.
Don't worry. I got your orders. We're good.
Yes,
God,
and
let
so
them live their life, man.
I only had a 16, and the dealer had a 5 showing. And she turns over her other card, and it's a 4. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to be a 10. It's going to be a 10. She pulls it out, 4. So she's at 13. And then she gets a 10. Boom!
Bust.
Oh!
Busto.
Yes.
And the fun was starting right there.
And the fun keeps going. Yeah. And that's the great – the fun about blackjack is the emotional roller coaster, the ups and downs and the anticipation.
What's the table minimum?
I was 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I like dropping.
At that time? Oh, yeah. It was Thursday. That was Thursday.
Eddie was saying something about a $50 table minimum.
No,
how you lose your
ass. Every night.
Aria, after 9 p.m. or after 8 p.m. really, maybe 7 p.m., maybe 6 p.m., it was $50 to $100 minimums.
What about at Bubble Craps?
Those were a dollar minimum.
Those were a dollar.
Hey, Chris Pixley sent me a video of Bubble Craps.
You saw Chris.
I know. I was like, dude, thank you for that video. Appreciate it. And then his wife didn't look like she was very happy. He's like, say hi to Ray. She's like, what? Hi.
Oh, no, we ran into them outside the concert. She didn't know who Eddie was.
Oh, don't worry. His wife talked to me for about 10 minutes, and then she goes, wait a second. You're Eddie? We've been talking for 10 minutes. What do you mean?
She looked like she didn't want to say hi to me. Basically, Chris had a gun to her head. He's like, say hi to Ray. And she's like, hi.
Yeah. So I guess she didn't know it was me.
So, yes, it was a little bit stressful.
But it was fun, though. It is so fun.
Like, you walk away, and I'm like, that was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's enjoyable, and that's what you don't get.
Were you there hours at that table?
I was there for a couple hours, yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. Me and Baser bounce around. We'll do 10 minutes.
How big was your kitty?
Get the out.
My kitty was about Ray's kitty.
No, give me numbers. What was your kitty?
1,500.
That's a good kitty.
I can't take that.
No, but Eddie.
But it's not like you're using it. It gives you the peace of mind.
Yes.
At $300.
You're strapped.
You can't lose initially.
You can't. Like, Eddie, here's Eddie. He takes 300, okay?
Coach, that wouldn't even get you in the door.
Like, his kitty is 300, right? But Eddie's first bet every time is $100 on red. So he's at two.
Or four.
I understand that. But once he gets to two, it's like, man, you can't bet anything at all. You can't bet.
Hey, got to respect. Baser was at 100 when she hit for 34 on the Buffalo.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. So Eddie's kitty, I'm like, oh, man. Like, Eddie, I feel bad for you. Like, I'm like, dang, dude. Like, you lose that 100 on that red because we did lose. We lost.
Were you like, Eddie, what is that, your tip money? Where's your real money?
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
That was my real money.
No, he put that 100 on red and it was the first night and he goes, all right, I'm done for the night. I'm like,
well, yeah, he couldn't do the 400 from back in the day when I showed up and he'd been cleaned out already.
Exactly. And then the next day, dude, I was like, let's play craps. I'm going to play craps a little bit.
Now we're talking bubble.
Let's play craps.
Bubble.
No, regular craps.
What?
At the table.
I wasn't there at this point.
I give him the 100, right? Yeah. All right, let's do this. $25 minimum. Okay, cool. I like that. It's good.
A little steep.
All right, 25 on the pass line. First roll, craps.
You want 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Right. First roll, craps three. Okay, there's $25. All right, all right, cool. You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to do pass.
Oh, it just went roll. 2-1.
You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to do pass. I'm just going to wait, and then I can just do kind of hard bets or whatever.
Okay. Cool. Is it what's the table like? Is it like lunches?
Oh, there's a bunch of people.
But are they talking?
No, no one talks at craps.
That means it's not rolling.
It's just with lunches.
No one talks at craps.
No, they talk at craps. If it's hot,
no, they don't.
People are talking.
No one talks.
So you're telling me that it wasn't the same culture as him?
No, because he's at a cold table. Hey, Ray, when you see people jumping down at the craps table, what's going on? People are winning. That's when people are talking.
Right, but you can't go get in because everybody's trying to bull guard the table.
Let me tell you about the cold table. So then I was like, you know what? I'm tired of just throwing $25 now. I'm not going to do the pass. All right. Let
this guy roll. Get a fake like you're playing?
No, I'm just going to let the guy roll, and then I can do kind of like hard tens or whatever, right? All right. So the dude rolls, throws it. He had this thing where he snapped his finger every single time he threw it.
That's throws pretty cool.
It. Snap. Seven. Okay. All right. Well, I didn't bet that one. All right. Cool.
Did you fake like you bet it, though?
No. Where are you from? Boston?
Good roll, dude. Good roll.
The Boston roll.
Tomahawk Hawkins.
This one's for Fenway. Here we go. Let's go. Yeah, no one's saying that crap. So then I'm like, well, should I? Okay, screw it. I mean, he's rolling sevens. Put him pass. Craps two. Okay, lost 25 on that. All right, let me hold off on this.
But at that point, you needed to just get out.
So the guy goes again. I got $50 left. Throws. All right, 0.6. Ooh, I like that, 0.6. All right,
so you want six.
Let's start playing,
hey,
baby.
You want six.
I want a six, right? So I throw the guy $25 chips. Hey, man, $5 on all the hards, please. And then give me and play the field on that one. All right, cool. All right, roll it. Seven.
Okay.
So you didn't even bet the six.
I got $25.
Well, you said you liked the six, but you didn't bet the six.
No, I said I liked the six because the game was starting.
Oh, but you just bet the hard six.
Yeah, I bet the hard six. I bet all the hards.
That happened real quick.
Okay, cool. All right,
how much we got left?
$25.
Okay. You might as well just put it on snake eyes.
Seven. My turn to roll. Let's go.
Boxcars.
My turn to roll. Let's go.
Hey, 30-1 odds at snake eyes or boxcars.
In order for you to play, you got to play a pass or don't pass.
No, you tell them you want to do snake eyes and you want your cards flipped over.
No. In order to roll, you got to play pass or don't pass.
Are you serious? That's how they get you.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, you have to have it out there to roll.
Yes. That's crazy. Yeah. Online casinos, you can bet all that crap.
No, you can bet it, but in order to be the roller, you have to bet.
Why don't you tell the guy next to you to roll?
Oh, I could skip.
Yeah, skip.
I could skip, but
no, you want to roll the dice, man. It's fun.
And plus, I wanted to meet people, you know?
One time I rolled it out of the rink, and it was awkward.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
It's so awkward. Continue.
So then last one, 25. All right. Let's go. Let's go. This is a big one right here. This is a big one right here. I get up there. You guys ready?
Are you telling the people?
Oh, yeah.
That?
I'm like, you guys ready?
Did you tell them it's your last 25?
Nah, I didn't say anything about that. You guys ready? Let's do it. All right. Let's go. I get it. 6-1. Seven!
Let's go.
Let it ride. You know what? Let's go.
So 50.
That's stupid. That means you don't know how to play craps. That's a terrible bet. But go ahead.
Ready? All right. Let it ride.
Because you have no money for when you establish a point. The best odds in the casino are the
numbers.
No.
The odds behind it.
It's the behind it. So if you're betting your 50 on the pass line, and you have nothing for the odds behind the, it's like, oh, well, that's.
Well, I wish
you
got to
have your $5 ones for all the numbers that you're talking about.
Well, yeah. Okay,
guys, shut up. So, hey, you weren't there to tell me all that, so I'm by myself.
Oh, he would have if he was there.
Hey, for sure. He would have told me what to do.
Still no text about inviting me to crap. So,
hey,
Tomahawk Hawkins.
So then, let's go.
Oh, Thunderhead.
Roll it again. Here we go. You guys ready? Yeah, let's do that seven again, man. Let's do that seven. All right, here we go. Roll it. Seven! Hey! Let's go. We're good. This is what we're doing. All right, so I get all my money.
Are you at 100 now?
No, I'm at 75.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got, what was I?
No, you're 100 now.
No, I'm at 100 now, yeah.
Nice. So doesn't even know his bankroll.
So I put the 25.
Always good at the casino.
Hey, doesn't even know his kitty. You know his kitty's really small.
Hey, are the people around you betting big or similar to you?
I wasn't even looking.
Usually the pass line, you're just betting the minimum, the table minimum.
Then you bet the other crap.
Yeah, you bet the other crap.
I wasn't even looking.
I would have been telling you that if I was there.
So then, 25. I'm like, well, let me collect a little bit. 25. Roll it. Five. Okay, we got a point, boys.
Ooh,
we got a
five's
point.
Five's not
five.
A good.
Okay, you're rooting for a five?
Five.
Yeah, that's a ugly number.
Five's good at bubble, though.
So then let me play the odds, right?
Yeah.
All right, because I only have $25. I put place it on the odds back there. Let's go. Ooh, and let's get a little crazy. Hey, throw him the $25 chips. Let's go hards again, man. All the hards.
You haven't tipped the guy yet.
No.
We hadn't made any
money.
I haven't made any money because
I barely made myself money.
Have you gotten any free drinks, though?
No free drinks.
That's a terrible casino.
I was only there for about 10 minutes.
You need to go to another casino.
So then I got that, and then I'm like, I got a $25 chip again here. Let's see. You know what? I like six and eight. Let's put six and eight. All right, 6 and 8. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, let's go. Let's go. You guys ready? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. All right. Number 5. Shake it. Shake it. Roll it. 7. Out. All right, I'm done.
I mean, dude.
That's brutal.
You're talking about cold table. We were hot for 2 rolls.
And if you remember those rolls just like that, you have a photographic memory. That was impressive.
Coach.
Well, he only rolled it twice, man. That ain't that hard.
Coach, I only bet 5 times.
Oh, okay. Like, he remembers his 5 bets a day.
I know it takes longer to tell a story here, but dude, it was not that long.
Dang it.
That's tough, man. God damn. And that's like. So,
did you think to go to the ATM?
No, I can't do that. Okay. I've done it. I've been there. Can't do that.
Did you look, though, at your table, make sure you didn't have any little stragglers sitting around?
Coach, I knew what
no,
I
no,
had.
No, when you roll a 7, there is no stragglers. When you roll a 7, there's no stragglers. Like, it's like.
I knew what I had.
It's
nothing.
Like a. Washes all away. That's why. So
I like that you played craps, though. It's the best game in the casino.
I like to
it
play
is.
Craps.
And Eddie roulette. Introduced me to it. You
I,
did.
I can introduce you to more things, man.
So, yeah, that's why Eddie, so after that first bet, he was like, I'm done for the night, you know.
But you didn't do any sports.
On the roulette.
I had $10 left.
Oh, my God.
So on Saturday, I did a couple parlays, man.
How'd that go?
Didn't hit any of them.
Dang it.
Dude, college football was brutal.
It was brutal.
Just what,
brutal.
Teams not covering or unders, overs?
Oh, just last second scores causing you to miss this. I mean, Tennessee giving up a touchdown with 11 seconds to go. I mean,
Texas sucking.
Texas sucking.
Like, what are they?
Hey, man.
I mean, Texas Tech's not good. I think their win total for the year was 4.5 or 5.5.
They love to throw the whole, like, Bijan Robinson, the best
He's
quarterback.
Awesome.
Is he?
The running back? Yes, he's really good.
Really? Because I haven't seen him like run impressively.
That's actually a really good point.
Like, have you? Because yeah, I know everyone loves to say it.
Hey, no. Every time college game day comes on.
Oh, no, Coach. Country. You're probably the 1,000th person to say that in the last 24
Eddie,
hours.
That's an amazing point because every person loves to say, I'm telling you, one of the best running backs in college football, Bijan Robinson.
Maybe I was taking a piss when he had that 75-yard run, but I haven't seen it.
Did you watch him against UTSA break one?
No, Coach. No one watched that game.
Everybody did.
And that was
did
UTSA.
Did you watch him against Bama? He got 40 yards.
And you're going to call him the best runner in college football against UTSA? Coach, I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
Then give him the Heisman.
I didn't say he was Heisman worthy, but he could be if Texas
could
win.
How is the best running back in college football today not a Heisman candidate?
Not on a winning team.
Not on, the team's not good enough. I mean, that's part of it.
Hey, who was the quarterback? Card?
Yeah.
He was quarterback and they lost?
Yeah.
They lost.
Oh, yeah, dude. They sucked, man. Dang. They couldn't get anything going. Texas Tech wrecked them.
No, but according to everybody, it's like after the Bama game, told you Texas was back. They're on their way.
It's crazy. You see stuff
this
like that.
This is what Texas does, though. This is what Texas does every year. They lose stupid games that they have no business losing. The recruits that Texas gets compared to Texas Tech, it's just night and day.
Mahomes
was like number 500 in the country coming out of high school, or number 400, and Josh Allen was 500. They had it on
him now, man. Look at him now.
Look at him now. Right.
That's crazy.
It's
Even
crazy.
Experts don't know what the crap they're talking about.
No, it takes longer for some to develop. That's all it is.
You're telling me you could have – Patrick Mahomes threw the ball now the exact same way he did in high school.
No, he didn't.
He's developed that much?
He is so much better now
than
he
was. Think about the training you get when you play in college and NFL. Well, I'll say college because that's where they got most of their stuff.
And that's just part of it. It happens. But this is what Texas just doesn't. I don't understand how they do it every year. They should be winning the conference, no problem. With OU,
OU's good.
But OU lost everybody to USC.
Yeah, but
like they lost
their
coach.
UCF kid,
right?
SF.
And, then what did Oklahoma do? They lost to Kansas State, which Oklahoma does every year. Has a stupid game that they lose. But Texas loses these games, and it's just like. What are you doing? Like, how does that happen so often to such a big school with great recruits, the biggest athletic budget in the country? It shouldn't happen every single year.
Well, do you think that they go and drink a couple the night before if they know they're playing Texas Tech? Because what were they, probably 2 touchdown favorites or more?
6.5 points.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Good.
Well, they were playing in Lubbock.
I know, but.
But it's still crazy. Like, I mean, you don't see Alabama get tripped up by. These schools.
No, Alabama wins by 50.
But you do have Georgia getting a little tripped up by Kent State.
They lose?
No, but I mean, they're not supposed to lose. I mean, Kent State scores, 22 points on them or something? Like, that's a lot of points for the number one school in college.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Georgia Just because you don't cover the spread. Yeah, okay.
I'm not talking about the spread.
ATS.
I'm not talking about the spread. I'm talking about scoring 20 points on the number one football team in America.
Yeah, but I feel like Ray said, I bet you Georgia football players probably had a few the night before because they knew they were playing Kent State.
Okay, and Coach is cool with that.
I mean, Texas.
No, Coach isn't cool with that. But
that's what you want out of a championship team.
But because as a 19-year-old.
If we had an easy game in baseball and stuff like that, if we had an easy game,
you weren't the best team.
Hold on. I'm just saying, guys would drink a little bit at the hotel the night before if it was an easy game the next day. You're telling me that doesn't carry over a little into college?
Yeah, you're a 19, 20-year-old kid on a college campus, and you're like, you look at the schedule, and you're like, we got Kent State. We can just show up and beat them. No problem. And you go through the motions. And yes, they gave up a few points, but they were like, all right, we'll turn it on and they win. So yeah, it wasn't their best game.
So Miami did that with Middle too?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Middle's coach actually came out with a quote and he said, we beat that. He said, we kicked their ass.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and they did. It was great.
And since there's a lot of insensitive quotes going out around right now. Apparently, there's a huge-ass hurricane headed for Tampa. There is a hurricane headed for Florida. And that's not fake news.
Is it named Giselle?
It's
whoa!
There is a hurricane headed for Tampa Bay, and people are saying now, hey, maybe you guys need to come to Middle Tennessee University and seek shelter. We know how to handle hurricanes.
Oh, man.
After Middle Tennessee beat them.
That's
funny.
That's insensitive.
Oh, that's not funny.
Hey, Middle Tennessee State's coach said, it's always fun to do stuff when no one thinks you can do it. Coming down here, 26-point dogs, and kicking their butt like we did, because it was a butt kicking. There was no fluke to this. We were the tougher team here tonight.
Love that.
You know who was all over the plus 26? MTSU?
You.
Baser. And guess what she wants to do next weekend now? Go to an MTSU football game, her alma mater, and tailgate.
Go.
No, don't go.
Coach,
go.
I have no business being at a Middle Tennessee University tailgate.
Hey, you have no business.
Hey, he comes in tomorrow with a Blue Raiders
hoodie and a hat.
Hey, looks like I'm going to the tailgate.
In Murfreesboro.
Coach, it's close.
Get out of here.
Everyone's like, I'm going to drive to Tuscaloosa this weekend. I'm driving to Murfreesboro this weekend. I'm going to drive to Athens and watch Georgia play.
Oh, you're going to the Raiders game? Yeah. Middle Tennessee State.
Blue Raiders.
Come on, where's the laugh track?
I mean, it's weird. It happens that they get tripped up, but like it's sort of like Oklahoma.
It rarely happens, though.
No, to the big, the best of the best, it rarely happens.
That's what I'm saying. It rarely happens.
But Oklahoma does it every single year where they should go undefeated and they lose to Kansas State. I don't understand how they lose to Kansas State every year. Why? Is it just matchup? Is it coaching?
You got to think these conference schools are like, F these dudes. Like, we're going to play our hardest.
No, I get that.
They train for that game specifically because they're like, it's Texas.
I agree with that. But you don't think schools do that for Alabama? Guess what, though? Alabama doesn't. You can train all you want. Guess what?
They are at a different level.
Not according to Texas fans.
No, see, they're wrong.
Was a weird game. I still get cringe feelings over that game.
Which one?
Texas and Alabama. That was the weirdest football game all year.
Cringe over it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously we bet.
Don't lose sleep, man. Just like Ray bet on Texas this weekend, and he was like, oh, no problem, man. They're still going to win after Texas Tech kicked the field goal.
Dude, Eddie, me and my buddy, we're going back and forth. We did an Uber from the bar. We go back to the apartment, okay? We're at the clubhouse. And I go, all right, I'm running upstairs, going to change real quick, get something comfy on. We're at the clubhouse, you know, it's fall, autumn, it's starting to be hangout weather, okay?
Yeah, the leaves are turning.
So I'm a little bit gappy with the TV, and I bet the Longhorns live. We're doing a parlay, let's go, let's get this next, first wave of parlays, effed up. All right, let's get the next wave going, guys, come on.
Yeah.
So first, it starts with Texas, cool. I throw on the TV at home, I'm like, here we go, Texas Tech has the ball. They're going to kick a field goal. Perfect. Texas will get the ball, and then all we got to do is get a field goal or a touchdown, and Texas wins. I'm like, Texas bet looking good. Coming to the clubhouse. Looking good. Texas bet looking. Text my buddy. All of a sudden, Texas Tech kicks the field goal, and the fans rush the field. And I'm like, what the hell? I thought both teams get possession.
Lost the first one?
Apparently, Bijan Robinson fumbled it, the first possession.
Oh, who? The best running back in the
But I missed
college
that.
Football?
I missed that. So, dude, you think a game still has like 10 minutes left, and then fans rush the field? I was so blown away, I didn't know what I was watching.
It's amazing how you look at a game when, like, you have a bet on it. You're like, all right, all Texas needs to do is they have to go for two, right? Did they go for two?
But no, they had the ball first, and Bijan Robinson fumbled, and all Texas Tech had to do was kick. Right.
No, that was you're talking about Clemson.
Okay, maybe
you're talking about Tom
Bray.
Yeah, second OT, and Clemson has to go for two whenever you score a touchdown. And if you have Wake Forest plus 7.5, me. And I'm like, if this is how I lose this freaking bet.
Because they have to go for two?
Yes, they have to go for two. Right. And I'm like, this is the right side. Wake Forest was the right side. They were in it the whole game. But you go to double OT where you are forced to go for two if you score a touchdown. And I'm like, good God, this is going to piss me off so much. And they knock it down. And you're like, now there is no way that you can't cover. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. It's the best feeling in the world. Because even if Wake Forest tied it up and didn't get two, then they just go to alternating two-point tries.
So you're good.
And so you're good.
What a beautiful game to bet on.
Oh, my. Well, not till that. No, when it hits second overtime, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Okay. Right.
But I would say, as a gambler, there's games you bet on that are fun and games that are just completely miserable. That would be a fun bet, right?
Yes.
You didn't know it before the bet game, but as it played out, you're like, this is fun.
It was an entertaining game, back and forth. It was very entertaining to bet on and watch.
How were you guys watching these games? On your phones, or did you have downtime?
No. Downtime.
Downtime. I went to the sports. Here's the Aria Sportsbook, was a little annoying. I woke up Saturday.
It's in the corner by the pizza.
Yes. I went Saturday morning because I'm going to watch college football. You know, I'm thinking it's going to be electric in there. Every single seat was reserved.
Yep. That's the exact same way Cosmo
is. And there was no
is.
One in there, but they're all reserved for whenever they want to show up.
Yep.
So I had to sit at the horse race chairs.
I'll just sit on the carpet.
And they were they were just like
an office. Can you change that TV from the horse race to Texas?
No. It was just like an office chair. Very uncomfortable, and I just had to turn around from the horses were behind me, and I could watch the screens, but it wasn't electric like I wanted it to be. Like I was expecting
You should
crowded.
Have been at MGM Grand with me opening weekend, dude.
Right.
It was insane. People are high-fiving each other. Papers are flying in the air. Some guy's like, that's my betting ticket! Flying in the air. Women came down in their bikinis.
Really?
Dude, it was crazy.
That's exactly what that's why I like going to the sports.
Did you go by yourself, Ray?
Yeah, I was down there for a while.
To watch the games. That's what I enjoy. But this one, there was no one there, even though they were all reserved. So I guess they were watching the game later in the day. And I was like, well, okay.
That one wasn't. MGM Grand is not reserved. You just sit down.
I watched the first half down there, and then I went in my room and just watched it on the TV.
It's amazing.
I was like, this is so boring that it is not hyped
up. Dude, I was having so much fun week one. I text Baser. I go, get down here. She goes, I have the shakes. It's going to be a minute. I said, no, seriously. It is so much fun. She comes down. We're high-fiving people next to us, trying to hit bets. It was awesome.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel? It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the cool thing about Vegas hotels is those TVs have every sports channel available. Mm-hmm. Like every single sports channel. It's awesome, right? So what did I do? You're right. I got to give you credit. Those kiosks, dude, are amazing.
They're a lot better than going to the ticket person.
So when I was losing the Texas game, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna lose this game. They're not gonna cover or whatever. So I'm like, oh crap, I got 10 minutes to go place another parlay. My last $5. I ran back down to the sports book. Dude,
did they even let you in the door? With
yeah, exactly. They're like, no. And they're like, no. He goes up.
They
to the
don't
window.
Care when
hey,
it's the
oh,
kiosk.
Oh, did you forget to tip the
hey,
waitress?
He goes
I'll
up,
take that.
He goes up to the window and is like, yeah, I'd like to bet a $5 parlay. And they're like, go to the kiosk.
I didn't go to the window. No like, need to go to
like,
the window.
They're like, $5,000, you said? No, five. $500? No, five.
$5.
He's oh, like, sorry, we don't have a $5 button on here, dude. You're going to go to the kiosk.
He's like, I don't got time for this shit, man.
So you guys just bet in the hundreds.
I don't bet a $5.
Five is fine, but when you're actually placing it with a person.
I didn't place it with a person.
Then continue.
I went to the kiosk.
Yeah, because
dude,
they didn't let you place it with the person. They laughed at you. And yeah, you're
the,
like, all right.
The person would not even let you do that.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
So the kiosk, you're just punching and hitting, and then it prints you your ticket.
Hey,
pop.
He's hitting the buttons on the kiosk, and the alarm goes off. $5! $5! $5!
Sorry, guys. I don't have your money.
Hey, how many team parlay did you play?
Four team.
And how many of those hit?
Three.
Dang it.
Who missed?
Vandy, Alabama.
told you, always go Bama to cover.
Always go Bama.
Coach, Vandy's got a decent football team this year.
Do.
They could have at least scored one touchdown, and we would have been in the running.
That was shocking they didn't have one touchdown.
One touchdown.
What was the final?
55-3.
Three.
Oh,
and I think there's like 46 point, or maybe
it's crazy,
50.
Man.
I mean, Alabama is so good at covering the spread. All they do is beat people's ass.
They do.
Yes, you're going to lose one every once in a while. They're not going to cover every single time, but they beat ass.
Did we? Because you guys were there for USC, Oregon State. Were people livened up for USC?
No, Coach. They were all empty. All the tables were reserved.
I'm telling you.
There's
I don't know.
No one there.
I don't understand what game they were there to, like, when they were going to show up. Because usually, like, football, it's packed right when it starts in the morning. So I thought it was going to be packed, and it wasn't. And that's why going to the sports book is so fun. And I was so disappointed. So I went back to my room, and I was all pissed off.
I think
and I just laid in bed.
You guys went to too rich of a hotel. I laid in bed. I ordered a hooker.
Coach, I got my happy ending.
You guys went to the right. You got to go to maybe some of the lower
class
hotels.
I didn't pick
hotels.
The hotel. That was the what we were assigned to, so that's where I went. I wasn't going to walk a mile just to go sit at a sports book. I thought this sports book would be fine.
For the vibe, for happiness.
MGM's pretty legit. MGM Grand.
It is.
Wynn is awesome. Bellagio
Wynn
is
great.
Legit. Wynn's probably the best looking one. South Beach agrees.
That's far away.
Circa is at Fairmont.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm not going to drive all that way.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Stupid college football. So then, I mean, it was just every damn game was like, oh. And I
well,
wonder.
Then don't go to Cosmo either if you're going to look for reserve tables.
Yeah, it's all reserved.
Not only is it reserved, but couches are hundreds of dollars. I was like, oh, well, how much is a couch? $250 an hour? Wait, excuse me, what? And drinks?
Well, I blew that in 10 minutes, so why not?
But just me and Baser on an entire huge ass couch?
But again, you're going to play craps and roulette for 10 minutes and lose it. Why not
I'm
get
not.
A couch?
I'm not. Bubble Crab's a dollar, dude. We were playing there for hours.
But you can, and you can play blackjack for hours.
Not at 25 minimum.
With $200?
Yes, you can.
With $200.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to send you out to Vegas. I'm going to fly you out there with $200, and I want you to prove that you can play it for
you'll
a couple
be back
hours.
In you'll be back in 30 minutes.
Dude, you can – I played –
I'm back at the airport, guys.
Saturday night,
give
I
me
played,
a ride.
I bought in with $200, and I paid for 3.5 hours.
And what about Friday night?
Friday night, I played – I bought in for $200, and I played for 2 hours. You can.
Were you running low on sleep the next day at the event?
Oh, yes,
oh,
I
yeah,
was.
Coach. He's running low on sleep today.
I'm doing the math of the hours of the day. So far, I'm sitting about 4 hours of sleep a night.
Did you steal a pen?
That's the last thing I tucked before I left that fucking place.
He's got an Aria pen.
This is what I use to circle my teams on the sheet. You know, I'm like,
you can just go to the kiosk, dude. $5. Boom. Place bet.
Oh, my gosh.
You know when you place a bet, you get a drink ticket, too.
What? No, I don't think with the $5.
No.
You got to ask for it, though.
No.
It's got to
be more than
$5. That would have been embarrassing. Ask for a drink for $5.
They'd have been like, sir, usually you got to gamble a little more than that.
They break it down.
They're like, yeah, there's a water fountain right down the hall, man.
Sir, could you please just get out of our sports book?
I would have won $50, dude.
I know. That's good.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah, you're making fun of me.
Hell yes, we are.
No, and also, when it's on your last bet, you got to go for
that. That's all I had, dude.
Right. The fact that he was like, I had to run down and make one last parlay for how much?
$5. Man, you know, at those places, the food lines are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, there was no one in line. I got chicken wings, took it back. Took it back to the hotel, watch games.
People are just lazy, dude. They reserve places, pay for it, and don't even go sit in the couch.
Because money isn't an issue in Vegas.
Right.
Oh.
It's not.
Right.
They go with big kitties, and who cares if
money
it's...
Money is no object.
That's
what why they can charge $500 for a cabana.
Exactly.
$200 for a couch in front of a TV.
Yes, because exactly. You're on vacation.
Like, well, my bed and my room is free. I'm just going to go do that. Yeah, sir. Enjoy your time by yourself. I will.
I was by myself in the sports book anyway because there was no one damn there.
Yeah. Coach is in his room by himself. Yeah, come on, man. Come on. He's rooting on the bet.
No, there was no hope. I mean, Michigan, I thought, okay, they get up by 11. Here we go. Michigan's going to score
a
touchdown.
What a good start, though. They fumbled the opening kick.
I know. Maryland did. And I was like, okay, this is what I like to see. But damn, Michigan defense couldn't.
Is it a muff?
Yeah. Right off his face
mask.
There
were a lot of those.
Right off his face mask. Dunk. God, Michigan, you suck.
The thing I say is, if something like that happens, a freak punt kick, special teams, you're not going to win the bet. Dude, Maryland did that freak thing and still covered.
Yeah.
I mean, Maryland.
And Tagalova, Tua's brother, got hurt at one point.
Who's
he went out.
For?
Plays for Maryland. He's quarterback.
Both Tua's got hurt and went out then.
Okay. Tua was dead. How the hell did he go back in the game?
There's definitely some people getting
Did
fired.
You see it, Eddie?
Yeah, I saw it.
I mean, he looked like on Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Yeah,
where you're going, woo!
Glass Joe.
Yes. I mean, and then he's back in the game. There is no freaking way he was okay to go back in that game.
My buddy was at the game, dude. He was sending videos. He's like, oh my gosh.
He was in Miami?
Yeah, he lives
How
there.
Was the heat, dude?
Danny. Dude, apparently, whenever it's a halftime, end of a quarter, people leave the sunny seats. So for half the game, a lot of the time, if the sun's beating down, half those seats are wide open because it's that fucking hot in Miami.
He sent me a
picture. So we saw when it was crowded and packed. Dude, but for tons, if the sun was shining, like where lunch's seats are at the soccer game, fans clear out. And they're like, all right, if we got to go down there, we will. And they'll rush down
totally
there.
Totally get that. Sitting in the sun is miserable.
It
was hot.
Basking. But yeah, he would send videos like Tua's coming back in the second half. I'm like, no.
He saw him warming up?
Yeah, he saw him warming up. He goes, dude, I think he's coming into this game.
And the Dolphins won. I mean, the Bills should have won the game. Like, even though the Dolphins won, I'm like, Dolphins, the Bills dominated that game. They had every chance to win. They just, like, Josh Allen misses the guy. The last play, they don't get down in time to kick the field goal.
He didn't go out of bounds. Like, it's just.
He couldn't have got out of bounds. That guy was going to tackle him. I think that guy was going to tackle him.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think he was going to make it out of bounds.
It gave me flashbacks of the Cowboys playoff last game. I mean, it was just like, oh, gosh, that's so frustrating. You're right there. Literally, if they would have just – they could have made that kick from where they were.
Yeah.
And I was watching Red Zone, dude, and I got the most popular video of all time, that coach throwing all his shit in the booth.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was my video, and then all these other sites ran with it.
So, question.
Wait, you took that video?
Yeah, I put it on Sore Losers Instagram.
And all the other sites ran with your video?
Well, they all had the same idea, and they did their own video.
Got it.
I thought they took yours, and I was like, that's not cool. We need to watermark those. Isn't that what it's called?
Well, bookmark.
Ah, dang it.
All right?
Watermark.
Oh, no, watermark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where you put your logo on there.
Yeah.
So, question. So, last week, they had the Tom Brady rule where he broke, like, two tablets. Did you see this?
Yes.
He broke like two of those Surface tablets or whatever.
And everybody's upset. I'm like, what? Who cares? He's a competitor and they're mad that he's showing emotion.
No one's upset. The NFL's like, you can't do that. We're going to fine you next time you start breaking equipment. Right? Mm-hmm. So then this dude does this to the coach's box. Like, he must have broken something, right?
He was just throwing papers.
He's just pounding stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there was nothing to break, really. It wasn't like he was punching a computer.
It was Sharpies, highlighters. It was a pamphlet.
Yeah, and it was like all the play sheets.
Loose leaf notebook.
Okay.
So I don't think
he was cursing
his plays. He said, these plays, man.
He was, cursing what he had drawn up.
I hope he had a backup copy because I don't think he was going to want to redraw all those.
I know,
hey,
dude.
Monday morning meeting, he's got to look at all his papers that are all crumpled up.
He's like, hold on. I think you're supposed to go right. Man.
Why do you get, I get it. It's upsetting and it's crappy, but like why get that mad?
Well, because they should have got one more playoff.
I understand.
Everything he did, and it all went to crap because they couldn't get one playoff.
I understand hitting the table. I get it. But trashing the room?
Did you see his buddy, though? It's a good bro. He covered the camera for him. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, some the guy, hand came in.
Some guy reached his hand over the camera.
It was either a hand or a piece of paper, but he slid it right in front of the camera.
Because you didn't see what he did after he covered the camera. He pulled his dick out.
He slapped the other dude with his. Oh my!
He
cover
starts
that up.
Taking his clothes off.
Yeah, like what? Like why do you act like that?
There's a clip. Surfaced.
What do you mean? Why do you act like that?
It's frustrating, but why do you act like that?
There's a random clip.
Why do you get mad and go break a broom over your leg?
Because that was years and years of frustration. Like,
okay, well,
that's real life.
Okay,
that is
also,
real life for them. That is their job. That is how they pay their money. That is how everything. That is their livelihood.
And yeah. Also the tablet thing. It's not that crazy of a phenomenon. Think about this: if you lost a bet, don't you? Doesn't it feel good to throw something?
Yes.
But you're not going to
You throw something when you lose a bet?
I mean, I used to. I mean, me and Baze are doing $20 parlays.
What did
now,
you do?
So.
Oh, well, yeah, when you have thousands on it.
Yeah.
But you
so
have
anyways.
To understand these are the highest level of competitors.
Right, but how awesome would it feel to just chuck your phone? Oh, I've thrown my phone. I threw it against the wall. I made a mark on it. She's like, my wife came on. She's like, what the hell is this? I'm like, huh. I have no idea what that is. Let me get a magic eraser.
That's weird.
It's it like looks you, like a phone got thrown
I mean,
against the wall.
When the Cowboys when Dak Prescott got hurt, you came in here the next day, like so depressed. And
I didn't
angry.
Throw my computer.
But you were. I mean, this is you're just a fan of the team, and you were that depressed. Imagine if you're the offensive coordinator, and something happens where you cost your team a game, and you get upset because you know you should have won the game, division rival, first place.
So he's mad at himself.
He's mad at the whole
circuit. He's cursing the plays.
He's upset that what he tried to do didn't happen.
Yes.
It's got to be frustrating as a coach to think something and then not see it get, you know,
right.
done on the field. But that's blaming them. That's upset at the players, upset at whatever they did, not what he did. I'm sure he had this magical scheme to get them where they needed to do to kick a field goal.
Right, but he's a nerd, a mathematician, so in his mind, they should be able to get back and spike the ball, kick a field goal in 12 seconds.
Correct.
That they couldn't do that. It didn't mathematically make sense to him. So he cursed the numbers.
He is upset at that they lost the game. He is upset that they were so close.
The players
no,
lost the game.
As a team.
There's no chance. When you screw up, do you throw shit?
What? Did
Hold
the,
on.
Did
when
the,
you
who
get,
screwed up?
What?
Who screwed up?
I mean, obviously, he screwed up by not getting out of bounds.
He didn't have a chance to get out of bounds.
The whole play was designed so he got out of bounds. He tried to get extra yards, and I get it, trying to get a few yards to get the field goal kicker in a better spot. But it's better to just give yourself a chance.
Can you also, is it legal to fake fumble? Why not fumble it out of bounds?
That's what I would have done. That's a great, I love
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's why he was pissed. Genius.
Because he had an asterisk written, fake fumble if needed.
But when you screw up, when you do something wrong, you don't throw shit and get upset. But when someone else does and you're frustrated at it, you start throwing crap. He was no way throwing stuff and getting upset over something he did.
Can I say this about that and Brady? How fun would it be to just throw your phone if it's not your phone? If it's just a phone,
yes.
How fun would that be?
Great.
Yeah, when it's not yours, absolutely.
Yeah. They hand me a tablet after
I'll
I lose a
it.
Bet? I'll fucking launch that thing on Broadway,
And that's
dude.
Why the NFL is like, don't do that crap.
Hey, Eddie, sorry you lost your $5 parlay. Here's a tablet. Awesome! Fuck that thing.
Hey, good point, right?
And it's funny that you want to throw something like you. Eddie, or Ray says he threw his phone. His phone is more valuable than the money he would have won on the damn bet,
mm-hmm.
but he's still mad about the bet, so he throws his phone.
It's just human instinct.
Or when your team loses and you see these videos of people breaking their TV, and it's like,
that's those have gotten out of control.
That's
guys,
stupid.
Guys, you know you have to pay
that's
for that TV.
The TV you watch the games on.
That's why it's stupid.
Some of them are mounted. You're going to have to remount another TV.
And you're
going
to have to put some new drywall up because you ripped a hole in the wall.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of work going on with that. Also, and I want to go back to the Texas game. Another reason storming the field should be banned. Did
because
you see that Tech player?
The horns down.
No. The Tech fan? No.
I was offended by the horns down.
No. He runs on the field, and a Longhorn player has his back turned, and he two-hand shoves him and runs off.
Well, he's going to get in trouble. They have video of it.
Okay, but if the player hits him, are you okay with that? Can the player hit him in that point?
No, because you already
Why?
We've already talked about this.
Hey, but also,
why is it okay for these people to come down on the field and put their hands on someone?
Hey, should people be able to storm the field and courts?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Is it fun to watch, though? Yes. Here's the video.
Let me see.
This is what got me going.
Let me see. He's shooting him? Oh, crap.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he shoves him.
This is what got
so,
my
So what did
in.
The player do?
I mean, he turns around, but the guy's...
He
I
turned
mean,
around.
After he
pushed and ran?
Yeah, he pushed and ran.
What a dumbass.
Like what a little bitch.
Yeah, that's stupid. But dude, they don't know who that is.
No, you can't tell
who that is.
Cuz he has like face paint on.
That's stupid. I agree with you. That's dumb. I mean, that's terrible. But so you're saying ban the rush in the field.
Or you got to wait until they get off. You got to get the players out of the way because stuff like that is not okay.
What about, and this is another level, not as bad as that, because pushing someone, putting your hands on someone, that's messed up. Don't do it. You deserve an ass kicking. I was watching.
But if that player punched the fan, people would be like, oh, you got to kick him off the team. And I'm like, no, that dude came into his domain and pushed him.
But Texas is in Lubbock. That's Lubbock's domain.
Oh.
They came into their city limits.
Boom.
But that fan is not supposed to be on the field. I wish that fan would have got his ass whooped.
Yeah, for sure. I would have expected that. But I was watching, I think it's back to NFL. Jags and Chargers, were they in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay.
How bored are you?
Oh, my God. You watched that game?
Coach, I had bets.
Red zone.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Red zone. There was a run by, I think, ATN or so, I don't know, one of the Jags.
Oh, Robinson.
And he goes out of bounds, and it's SoFi. They have those sideline press boxes or sideline suites.
Okay.
And so the Jags player runs and gets pushed. He runs, and he's like face-to-face with a fan. And the fan just gives him the double birds right in front of him. Like, F you. Like, I'm talking fingers to the face mask.
Okay.
And that guy to have that suite is probably a CEO.
Right. You've got to have a lot of money, and it's a terrible seat because you can't see shit.
Right.
Like, because
okay,
all the
but
players
that's not
block,
my point.
I know, but I'm just going to tell you, people that sit in those seats are so stupid. They waste so much money, you can't even see the damn field. All the players are blocking
it. One word.
Cheerleaders.
Oh, that's the only reason.
They got butts to the face.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, no, my question is, like, why is that okay? Like, why is, and it sucks for a player to just see that and be like, I can't do anything about it. I just got to get back and play football.
He didn't see it, though. It was to his back.
No. It was
it's
to
when he
his
turned
face.
Back around. He went double.
No. It was face to fingers.
No, see the video again.
Really?
Yeah, he went double bird to the back of his head. When he turned around, he put it to the back of his head.
Oh, okay.
So the player didn't even know that
okay,
he did
well,
it.
Then maybe I saw it the wrong way.
But watching the Jaguars, do you realize what a dumbass Urban Meyer was? Like, what a awful piece. Like, how
they have
terrible.
The skeleton
but the Jaguars
to be a very
aren't that good
team. Like, they're pretty damn good.
Are they?
I think they're
the best in their division? Who's in their division?
Colts.
Matt Ryan.
Titans.
Awesome.
Bite your tongue.
And the Texans. Awesome.
And the Texans.
They
well, the
suck. It's the worst division in football. So
I agree, but okay. But they went
Trevor
to, they
Lawrence
went to, they
could
went to,
not score. They couldn't score in the first half. They recovered the ball at the two and couldn't score. Like,
what was the final?
At the end of the game?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
38-10.
Okay.
They blew the doors off the freaking Chargers, who are really good.
The Chargers, who are good?
I mean,
Herbert's
missing
coach,
two ribs.
Coach, Keenan Allen didn't play. Herbert, like,
here's my question.
Was Keenan Allen didn't play?
No.
Well, the guy I played started him.
But once it gets out of hand, why do they not take Herbert out? And Herbert said, oh,
I
didn't want
to
quit.
But
why
was he in the game down four touchdowns?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, get out of there.
Before we move on, though, why? Trevor Lawrence sucks.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
this. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in
exactly.
to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy,
right? And basically have conversations solutions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like Sunshine?
Sunshine sucks. This is his, what, third year now?
Second.
Oh, second?
Yeah, second, but first time with a real coach.
Pandemic.
He had Urban
count.
Meyer. Urban Meyer is an absolute loser who obviously had no idea what the hell he was doing.
Urban Meyer's probably at a sports bar in Ohio grinding on some chick.
No, he's on TV. He's on Fox.
He is?
Yeah, he's on TV.
I mean, how embarrassing for Fox to bring that loser back, too. Like, oh, here we're going to bring this dumbass that was kicking players. They got run out of Jacksonville because he was such an ass.
Everyone, anyone that pays him to do whatever is like, how do you
in Nebraska,
sleep at night?
They reached out to him about maybe coaching them because they fired their coach. They reached out to Urban Meyer. Like, how is he even on the list of people you want to interview for your job?
I mean, if you are a college team in a town that has a stinking Pinkies bar and grill, watch out.
Stinking Pinkies.
Urban Meyer is going to be there on Friday night. One of my buddies played in Destin and it plays called Stinkies, but I added the Pinky.
Coach, that's funny.
That is funny. That was a good
Stinkies?
One.
Hey, you know where Urban's going to be on a Friday night.
Stinky Pinky.
The Stinky Pinky. Hey, you're wearing the hat. Does that mean they're going to win tonight?
I don't know.
I
have no expectations. I do think that seeing what Leonard Fournette did to the Cowboys defense week one, like, how are we going to stop Saquon? I'm a little worried about that. I think the Cowboys can stop
Daniel Jones.
I think they'll do a fine job. With
what is Cooper Rush going to be able to do is my question.
Good. I think he'll play all right. I think he is
Dak playing?
No.
Well, I mean, people keep saying he's about to come back.
No, coach. And even if he does, I don't know. They have a big decision to make. Shut the fuck up.
Jerry Jones.
No decision to make. I love the drama, though. That's cute. But I honestly think that we do have a chance. I'm just worried about defending the run. That's what I'm worried about.
I'm worried about what the Giants' defense is going to give Cooper Rush. Like that Wink Martindale, their defensive coordinator, is really creative with schemes and blitzes.
Oh, Winky.
Winkendale.
And that's what I like. Yes, okay, he did great. Cooper did against the Bengals. Fine. Totally different animal with the Wink Martindale guy. I think he's going to shut down Cooper Rush. And so you're going to have to be able to run the ball.
My thoughts.
So you're basing the entire game on Wink Martindale?
Yeah, the defensive coordinator of the Giants. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal.
He's going to be a huge factor for sure. But I think.
Is he on the field?
No, but that's the thing. When his players don't do what he's thinking in his head, he's going to destroy the box.
Yeah.
Telling you guys.
Hey, we all know now. Block the camera in the box before you go crazy.
Cover it up. No, I think you're right. But, I mean, it's in my opinion, I just feel like they just got to score two touchdowns. Maybe, you know, if we can get on the board with 14 points, I think we can win that game.
Let's just hope it's not as boring as the Packers and Buccaneers.
Oh, so low scoring and bad.
Coach, that's brutal.
And
that's
Brady?
Brutal.
Look,
Brady's
I understand.
Hey, Tom Barty has got dementia.
Tom Barty?
My buddy calls him Barty. Don't I damn why. He has dementia. He had two delay of games at the very end of the game. He doesn't know now what 30 seconds is anymore, sadly.
I feel bad for both of them.
Because they had no one to throw. I mean, the Buccaneers had no one to throw to.
Did you guys hear the Aaron Rodgers clip?
No.
Oh, I wish we had audio.
Tell me what it was.
Well, you're the audio guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I don't have any access to any.
You could have put that in.
He goes, yeah, I saw something on the Jumbotron. And,
oh, yes.
Let's just say I talked to one of our coordinators and got that information to the team. So he's saying, like, he saw the play call, and he called Tom Brady's final two-point conversion, and they stopped him because he told the coordinator the play.
No.
Well, I mean, that's also after Rodgers popped a perk.
No.
I'm confused.
No. This is what he saw. The play before that to get the touchdown.
Delay a game.
And they replayed it on the Jumbotron. And so he went to his coach and said, man, that was a delay a game. They need to watch that. And then on the two-point conversion, exact same thing, and the coach had notified the ref, boom. That's when they called the delay a game, and he goes, there are some things you shouldn't show on the Jumbotron when you're at home. And it's basically saying, hey, you shouldn't show them getting a delay a game because then people are paying attention to it.
Got it.
And so that he didn't call the play. He didn't know, oh, they're going to run this.
I thought that was an unspoken rule.
Right.
You don't play that stuff.
It's
going to screw your own team.
If your receiver doesn't catch it, you don't replay it on the Jumbotron.
But they do that, though.
They do?
when I go to the Titans game, you're like, pull the tape. Stop playing that.
Coach, have you gone to Titans games?
Not this year.
Did you go yesterday?
No, but I went against the Dolphins last year.
Hey, how about
I saw the best team in the NFL last year.
It sounds terrible. That's funny. It sounds terrible. Like, I think Nashville's given up on the Titans, huh? Like, they scored a touchdown, and, like, there was no one yelling. Like, no one. You watch any other game.
It's loud.
It's super loud. And I don't know if it's the TV or if it's that stadium or what.
No, Nissan doesn't get that loud. And the tickets usually are given to us, but we haven't gotten reached out to.
Okay. Well, if they would have lost yesterday, you would have got them for the rest
of
the season.
That's what
I'm saying. No
problem. I was kind of rooting for a loss. Then we'd have free access.
Back to Brady and Rodgers. I feel bad for them, but at the same time, it's like, all right, you guys are the best quarterbacks, right? Like, you guys, this is big. Show me what you can do. And it shows that they can't do shit without receivers.
Well, did you hear what they said to each other when they gave daps at the end of the game? See you in January.
Okay, that's Dak. That's Dak's line.
That's what they said.
But here's the...
That's Dak's line.
You can say that about Brady, but Brady was playing
you're live
with...
to the next year?
No.
No, the Super playoffs.
Playoffs.
Oh, sore losers convention.
Yes. Yes. You don't remember Dak said that to Brady?
See you in Westgate.
No.
That's funny.
No.
That's not it.
But I feel bad for Brady because he was playing with fifth and sixth string guys. Cole Beasley was literally on his couch last
week. And he was there playing catches.
He was playing.
Coach, he was on his couch earlier yesterday.
And they were like, man, we got nobody.
Oh,
hey,
and
Cole.
It showed because he would run routes 2 yards short. Awesome.
And
thanks,
then they would
Cole.
Show Brady and he'd be like, what was
he
that?
He says 12 and out. He ran a 2 and out.
Yeah, it was so weird because they were so, I mean, just, so I felt bad for Brady. Rodgers.
F him. He's good. He's fine.
No, he's good. You're right.
Not as married.
And I just think Tampa Bay's defense is really good. And so the Packers could do nothing. They were just dink and dunk, dink and dunk, dink and dack.
Sort of like dack.
Trying to do anything. But that Tampa Bay defense is so good. So I was like, okay, whatever. Then Russell Wilson sucks, guys.
Yeah.
I woke up to the score, and I thought it was the Colorado Rockies and the San Francisco Giants played.
I really
think. But it was a football game.
Russell Wilson just sucks. I mean, we can say, oh, no familiar. He's throwing it behind people. He's throwing it over receivers. He was terrible. He's been terrible all year. Like, is he what?
Three games, coach.
Okay.
I'm just saying all year sounds really different than three games.
But he sucked at the end of last year when he came back from that finger injury. He has not been the same. And is it possible? I said it last week. Is it possible he just sucks now?
He sucked at Wisconsin, and then he just
no,
got.
He did not
okay,
suck
now
at
you're
Wisconsin.
Killing his career.
No, he did not suck at Wisconsin.
Guys, he's a good quarterback. Something is up in his. Something's up.
I don't know.
Something's up. I don't know if it's a new team. I don't know if it's a rookie head coach. Like,
oh, that head coach. I mean, he might get fired. I don't know who's going to get fired.
He might end it before that.
God, he has no idea what he's doing. No. And then Josh McDaniels, he sucks.
Batter of the buck.
I mean, honestly, I didn't see the second half, coach. I fell asleep.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo pulled an Orlovsky. He freaking ran out of the back of the end zone trying to make a pass for a safety.
And then he threw an interception. He did a safety interception.
And Orlovsky even tweeted out, finally, freedom! Because he was the only idiot that had done it. He was the most recent every time they would post a video, and now it'll be Garoppolo.
That's funny.
And then we also had the butt fumble, so now Mark Sanchez is in the clear. Because of the butt punt.
The butt punt? The but that's kicked. Not a butt fumble.
No, that's just a butt
punt. It's a butt ball.
That's a butt ball.
It's the butt being involved.
That's
in
a butt plug.
That's a butt, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a butt
yeah.
plug.
Butt plug. Butt rocket.
Butt.
It's not good.
People have been doing funny memes, so we should put like Eddie as the guy bent over, and then the ball's
Why
Vegas.
Me?
And then the guy kicking it is crap.
Hey, do they not do that?
They've already been doing
oh,
it.
Oh, coach.
But they've
that's
been
genius.
Doing it like with other people.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Bad stuff happening in their lives.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
But Orlovsky's was a lot worse. He ran out of the end zone for about 10 minutes and then realized he was out of the back of the
What's
end
up
zone.
With your boy Kyler?
They suck.
I mean, dude, he just, like, I don't know what's wrong with him. Like,
I've told you guys.
Did you see him trying to get rid of the ball? Like, I feel like every single time Red Zone would go to him, he was trying to get rid of the ball and, like, throwing it to a dude's helmet. Like, everyone he threw to had no idea the ball was coming to him.
Cardinals are bad.
What was the score?
20-12, I believe. But the Cardinals are bad, man. They're really bad. I thought it was going to be bad how dysfunctional they were this offseason. Kyler getting mad, them giving a contract, then taking, you know, that clause out. Just seems like a dysfunctional family. And you can see, I mean, they look awful. The Cardinals look awful. Them, the Raiders, they all look terrible.
I mean, the Raiders weren't even in that game, and they almost tied the Titans.
I know.
Overtime.
That was so weird.
No, I told Laura, I go, hey, this is it,
Who?
Mazur.
Thank you.
This is how we go 0-3. Holy crap. This is actually how it happens. I mean, could see it on the wall and then just thank God didn't happen.
The Raiders, I mean, it's just ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly.
How about the Eagles?
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there,
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
I mean, guys.
Let me tell you.
I'm scared.
South Beach called it. He said they're going to be good this year.
Yeah.
He started a lot of people.
He told me on the beach in Destin, he said, watch out for the Eagles.
But no one knew.
A lot of people
South Beach knew.
No, he didn't.
A lot of people said.
You can say whatever you want preseason. Anything you want.
He's the only person I heard
this dumbass at the Vikings were like a dark horse.
Then they win?
The Lions, coach.
I hate to tell you, the Lions look very good. Their offense is very explosive. I mean, they have weapons.
They got Jamal running back, and they got Swift.
And
St. Thomas, is he hurt?
He's hurt.
Armand St. Brown?
Yeah.
He got hurt?
He got hurt, coach.
I didn't see it.
That's not going to be good.
Maybe Megatron will come back.
That'd be cool.
Now the team's good.
Let me see. Let me get an injury report.
Yeah, go ahead and get an injury report on that. But I'm just going to say the Lions are a feisty team. They are offensively explosive. Their head whatever they're doing, that coach is good. I really want to say, I don't know how you can, but they're doing something
right.
Go
watch the show, coach.
Go watch the show.
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
No. What I'm saying is I can just tell he is a good coach because they have something going in Detroit. They're good. But the Eagles, I thought after that Monday night beatdown, after they dominated the Vikings, they would have a little letdown this weekend against the Commanders. I bet the Commanders. Boy, was I wrong. The Eagles are freaking good. They are a freight train. Their defense is awesome.
The Slim Reaper. You know who that is?
No.
Devontae
Smith?
Smith. They call him the Slim Reaper.
Well, I mean, they are bad.
You got to get my red zone. Scott Hansen, I finally learned the guy's name. He's better than Siciliano.
I got it.
Dude, he's...
I didn't realize Hulu had your boy.
And I totally forgot about it. The final hour between 2 o'clock and 3... He has his most dramatic segment. He goes, "We have entered the witching hour when wins become losses and losses become wins." Scott Hansen here with NFL Red Zone.
What are they saying about Armand?
They say he should be okay to come back.
Oh, like Debo got hurt last night, but he came back. I mean, Mac Jones got hurt.
Oof. If you guys are looking to bet, not locking anything else up.
You doing the Cowboys tonight?
I wouldn't even mess with that. That's
hit enough. Percentage on the unders through the first 3 weeks in the past 5 years, it's hovered around 46%. This year, the unders have hit 63% of the time through 3 weeks. If you're going to go anything, go the under. They hit more than they don't.
That was deep.
And then also
another deep thought by Ray.
Funniest DM
Ray, that's
I got amazing. Over the weekend. It was about sore losers. Remember when I was complaining about Adobe? I said, it sucks. We need some help. He hit me up. He said, Adobe tech support here, coach. I've tabled my content creator role to help you with your issues. Your case will be number 0A377GW.
Hey.
I think he was kidding.
That was the funniest?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
What about the text we sent you?
What'd you send?
Did you send it?
What?
Of his shirt.
Did you not see the shirt?
Oh, I saw that. Once I read stuff, I delete it. Yeah, that was hilarious. Save water, take a shower with your family.
Save water, shower together, and we're like, oh, Ray and his dad are selling shirts now.
Hey, we were in line for a restaurant. The dude was standing right in front of us. We were like, dude, this shirt's great.
That's great.
And then we were talking about how random shirts that people buy. And we're like,
what was the other one we saw?
It was like, great sex, less stress, more pool. Facts of life or something. And it's like, what?
And he actually spent his money and bought that shirt.
Uh-huh. But
forget that he bought it. It's more shocking that some company said, hey, let's sell these shirts.
We're going to sell enough of these. It's worth to produce these, and people are going to buy them.
And that schmuck actually bought it.
Yeah, that's their number one seller right there.
And then another one we saw walking through the casino said, bang hard. Like, what?
No. I'm here for the gangbang.
That's what it was. I'm here for the gangbang. And we're like, another shirt that people, like.
Like, you bought that, dude?
But no, you bought it, but also that someone, like, actually.
You guys made that shirt?
Hey, man, we're going to go through a creative meeting. Let's see.
Tom, in the back.
Life is happy? No, that sucks.
What's another word with hanging out with a group? Gangbang?
I like it. Tell me more.
I'm here for it.
Great. Write it down.
You know
print
what?
It.
Let's do market research. Yeah, I'd buy that.
Let's ask Jim over there at the copier. Jim, would you buy him here for the gangbang? Yeah, I'm getting a divorce. Okay. Yeah, Jim says down.
My wife goes to those all the time. That's why we're getting divorced. Okay, before we go. Coaches, hope you're doing well. Can you hit that?
Yeah, right here. I got it for you.
Open my private.
Nope, it's not that one. It's this one.
Bovada, I put $1 on it.
Nope, it's this one.
Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Levi. I hope you're doing well.
Sore losers nation for life.
Oh, yep.
Okay, coach. Yep.
This one right here.
Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Levi. I hope you're doing well.
It's this one.
Sore losers nation for life.
Seriously, love all the sayings from the show. I use them in my everyday life, and no one ever gets it. I'll hang up and listen. My brother told me as his sister, I shouldn't listen to this show because it's just a bunch of guys being dumb and talking about nonsense, so naturally I started listening. At first, I hated it and couldn't stand you guys, but now I'm hooked and love the show almost more than the big show. It's my brother Noah's birthday, Tuesday, September 27th, and I'm in Tennessee, and he lives in Michigan.
All right,
Can you tell him happy birthday from CJ? He would be stoked and upset with me at the same time. He's Arnold's biggest and only fan. Thanks for this podcast, and shout out to all you lady listeners. Go tits, CJ.
Titans. I told you they're called the tits.
Yeah. I can't call them the tits.
Dude, I'm telling you.
She wrote tits.
If you're a girl and you go to the game, they all do a picture with their jersey, and they go, go tits. All of them do.
But you?
I can't. Guys really don't do it. It's the girls that do it.
The
they're
girls.
Like, go tits.
So happy birthday, Noah, from CJ.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Yeah, even though she's not supposed to be listening.
No, but she likes it, though.
Yeah, even though you told her she's not allowed to like it.
Right, which is weird.
Yeah, that's weird. But
why would you do that?
I don't know, but I agree with her. Go tits.
So weird.
All right. This one was a long one. That Vegas.
Was it long?
Hey.
Oh, Vegas stories were good.
Your crafts, that was good.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible, man.
But I will say that on the first bet, we bet the 100 red, and I bet my five numbers, so I lost 200 right off the bat.
Your kitty would have been gone.
My kitty would have been gone. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to get back in there. Next roll, I did again. I lost.
Roulette?
Yeah.
Spin. It's not a roll.
So 300.
No, 400.
A 400.
Oh, within minutes.
Yeah, but
within 5 minutes.
So everybody you see in Vegas is usually catching
up.
And that's fun, right?
Yes.
Excited.
But I was up. Hey, so I was back to even. I was back to even for the trip because I was playing blackjack before they got there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. And I walked, and I was like, you know what? They went to bed. I'm going to go play blackjack. And I walk around. No blackjack tables open. Dang it. So I come back around. I'm right by the – going to get to the elevator. And there's a
prostitute.
No, there's a roulette table.
And I had $100, so I went for it.
There's a roulette table, and I'm like
– Her name was Candy.
I didn't have a Candy in my first grade class. But I was like, man, there's a roulette table. I should do this one more time. It's probably stupid, but I'm going to do it again. So I put the $100 on red, and I put the $20 on my five numbers. Red 19. Boom!
So 100 and 150. How much did you put on the red 15?
Red 19? $20.
Oh, so that's a that was a big hitter.
Big hitter.
Oh, see, that was enough.
How much you win?
20 times 36. Like 800. 800, and then you won 1,000 on that almost.
No, almost 1,000. So then I was like, you know what?
Well, this party just started.
Oh, there we go. Now you can be happy.
Now you can be happy.
I'll take a Jack Daniels and Coke.
Yeah. You know what?
For the whole casino. I'm like,
Eddie,
that's $1,000.
Eddie went to bed. All right, Abby went to bed. I'm going to keep going. All right, let me do this again. Boom, 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 boom.
Abby was with Arnold, Coach.
And it goes around, and it hits red something. So I break even because I have the 100 on red and my number. So I break even. Can I get nickels again? Boom, 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 boom. Goes around, goes around. Red 21! Woo!
So another 1,000?
Yep.
So how much did you bring home?
Negative 300.
That ain't bad.
It's not bad.
Did you hear how much he won?
That's one hell of a roller coaster. Coach, you went to Six Flags Tampa.
I was up 1,400 after the first night.
And he came back minus 300.
Yeah, it happened.
But he had hours and hours of great conversation.
Exactly. I had 3 days of entertainment. I told you college football didn't go well. I bet, you know, this.
That's crazy, dude, that you and I lost the same amount of money.
Yeah.
And I won nothing. And right. You won thousands.
Not thousands. I was up $1,400 the most at one point.
Okay, $1,400.
He's on every eye in the sky.
Dumbass.
In Vegas this
Do you know if you could have just gone home, gone to your hotel room, watched football, put a couple of dollars, the $5 parlay to win 50, you would be sitting here with lots of money in your pocket.
Yes, but I'm not going to sit in my hotel room for the next 3 days and not do anything.
Why not? I had a blast. It's amazing. I rested.
Yeah, that would take a very strong man.
Right? Like, I mean, that's...
Really?
You would rather win
you
on
want
your...
to see how tall the mountain is. Yeah. He didn't know.
That was the tallest. He was at the summit.
But you never know unless you keep going,
He didn't know it was foggy. She's like, let me... hey,
didn't know.
Let me climb a little higher.
Oh, shit!
Let me catch myself. Hold on.
That's right. That's what happens, man.
Well...
Life's a trip, man.
It is a trip, man.
But I'll be back in a week and a half, so I'll get it back.
Yeah, hey, good luck, dude. He did a little tour of his stage.
Yeah, I'm bad out of hell, man.
Bad out of hell.
What
casino is that? Paris?
Yeah, Paris.
Where you and Michael stayed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to ask him for the Ray room, see if they got that.
They got a couch and everything, and I left candy in the room for Michael.
Wonder if he ate it.
He said he listens randomly, and he said, I'll hear my name brought up and laugh my ass off.
It reminds him of that night?
He only listens randomly? Like...
Well, no, he'll catch up. It's not like he keeps up with it.
Oh, okay.
He'll listen back.
In his mind, it goes back to that night, man.
Yeah.
I left him high and dry. I was out of there at 5 a.m. back to these guys.
Hit and run, dude.
Yeah. All right, we got to go.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
All right, man. Go Cowboys tonight.
Are you locking anything up?
I don't know.
No, you're not.
What's it at?
Couples account, sadly, has been closed.
Why?
We had 3 NFL games. I did. So I was asking listeners. I said, guys, give me a really big lock. They went Saints minus 2. Well, Saints, Kamara, I believe, fumbled it. Scoop and score.
I had Panthers plus
that's
3.
That's how you know you're going to lose that bet. And then Baser did her little parlay with our final $20. She picked the Niners. They lose.
Bengals.
She picked Bucks. They lose.
Bengals were easy. I told you Falcons on Friday's podcast.
You know what was the easiest? Chiefs minus 5.5.
It was too obvious.
They lost.
We said it on Friday. It was too obvious.
92% of the money in Vegas was on Chiefs minus 5.5.
You know why? Because I locked it up.
Hey, you know what? The number one team picked in all eliminators, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Screwed them all. There's only 2 undefeated teams left, and one of them, South Beach called, the Eagles.
Wow.
He said they were going to be the last team to be undefeated?
Yeah.
Or did you just say they were going to be good?
No, we narrowed it down. No, because he...
Because remember, you were going to bet that.
He did a bet, and we narrowed it down to either the Ravens or Eagles, and he's like, I'm just going to do the Ravens. And the Ravens lost. The Eagles are still undefeated.
Oh. So the Cowboys and Giants are at 1?
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Guys, that's awesome. Like, isn't that cool for the Cowboys? Like, we thought the season was over, and Vegas has them at 1?
Well, I don't think the Giants are that good.
Coach... They've been, I mean, they're what, 2-1?
No, they've only played 2 games.
Oh, okay, so they're 1-1.
They're 2-0.
Oh, they're undefeated?
Yeah. They beat the Titans, and they beat
the Panthers.
Game.
Oh, shit, okay. I mean, that's amazing. I think the fact that they think the Cowboys have a legit shot tonight is awesome.
Right, which tells you they don't think the Giants are very good.
Okay. Why can't it be that the Cowboys are better than you think?
Well, okay.
You know what Mondays are popular for? Winning that money back from Vegas.
No. That's right.
No, it's not.
That's right. Go get it, Eddie. Go get it. Hey, get that kitty out there.
I don't know, guys. Oh, I didn't buzz out.
No, I know, but he was almost off 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
You guys have fun betting, though. The couple's account's been closed.
Sorry, oh, Coach.
Sorry. I'm sorry
for the season.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.